look that time.
It was good help defense there by Benjamin.
That'll be number three, I do believe, on Bailey. Yes, it is. Peters, free throw is up and good. Maggie Peters now with 3 points on the night. Second free throw is up and good. Give her four. 25-19. Nassen with the lead in the basketball. 1:10 to go here in the third quarter. Ball goes to the left side to Albert. Albert picks up her dribble. Now he gives the ball over to Camden White. Camden White down on the left wing to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy brings it back up top. Now swings it over right side to Molly Daniels. Daniels picks up her dribble, gives it off to Sadie Albert. It goes off the screen. Now tries to force it inside. Ball comes up in the hands of Bailey Benjamin. Puts it up off the glass and good.
And I've been the prettiest of shots. Certainly was far from square, but somehow found a way to make it knock it down.
It was a pure shot in the book.
Turnaround jumper.
Yeah. Now Ava Wilson's jumper's up, no good. Rebound and two. Nassen. Under 30 seconds to go, so the shot clock is off. Nassen back with their 8-point lead. Gets the ball up. Now we're going to get a 30-second timeout called by Coach Brett Daniels. We'll just keep it right here. And, Michael, as we look forward, we got one more game coming up Friday night. We'll be with Madison up there at Linden. Courtside for the Madison Lady Bulldogs and the Linden Lady Tigers in what should be a really good game.
Yeah, really good game on both sides of it. But Linden does a good job of taking care of us up there. All of our schools do a great job of taking care of us. But, you know, I was up there 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago. Joe Worthington, principal, athletic director, trumpeter.
Yes. When I saw he played the trombone, I said, yes, that's my guy.
Yes, that was a good little feature on him that WIBW out of Channel 13 out of Topeka did on him here. A couple weeks ago, but Joe does a good job. Obviously, Justin Redeker does a good job, athletic director down here as well. Just begging us to take something from the concession stand.
Yes,
you sure
was.
You don't want a pop?
He was.
Hot dog? Candy?
Yeah,
come
on.
You sure?
8 seconds to go. Well, Nassen with the basketball. We get it right side. Maggie Peters comes up with the steal, but when she comes up with it, both feet were out of bounds. 4 seconds to go. Nassen inbounding it to the right of their basket on the right sideline. Camden White gets it in, Now they get it off to Kaylin Luthy. Gets inside, shots up no good, but she's fouled. That was a nice execution that time by the Madison Lady Bulldogs there. Foul is going to be on Naomi Peters, her second. At the free throw line is Kaylin Luthy. 1-for-2 tonight. First free throw's up and good.
It's similar to the play that they had for the tying shot against Burlingame, although it was a full court set, but it was nearly identical just in the half court this time.
Free throw is up and it is no good. Rebound to Chase County. Now we'll do it for the third quarter. At the end of three, it is Madison 28. Chase County 19. We'll be back with the fourth quarter following this 1 minute timeout on Mix 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESP Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change of marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESP Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Back here on Mix 104.9. As Madison leads 28-19, but Chase County will have the basketball going right to left across your radio dials. We get set to start the fourth quarter. And they get the ball left side. Now they get it across the right side. Now back up to Ava Wilson. Ava gets it over the right side to Holloway. Holloway gets it in to Madeline Wilson. Madeline goes baseline, gets the shot off, and good. Just they need to kind of, how could we say this, feed the beast?
Yes, and then some.
Now they get the ball left side. Madison does. Leading 28-21, 7:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. They get the ball left side to Kaylin Luby. Luby drives in, has the ball knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off of Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson has some pretty quick hands, it seems like.
That she does.
Inbounds pass comes in. Get it back up top. Now they swing it right side. Get it in underneath Albert. Albert shots up, no good. Rebound out of bounds off of Chase County. And so reset the shot clock. Nope. Shot didn't hit the rim. Inbounds pass comes in up to Molly Daniels. Daniels gets it. Now they get it back up to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy drives in the paint. Shots up, no good. And the shot clock violation. There's nothing hit any rim on that possession because they ran it. They tried to go inside and the tall trees were there.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
Ava Wilson gets it across the timeline. Ball goes to the left side. Now they get it in to Madeline Wilson. Madeline Wilson, 10-footer. No good. Rebounded by Ava. Put back up, no good. She's fouled. And that time Ava showed some real quickness getting around Bailey Benjamin there to get that rebound.
Yeah, great job of just having a high basketball IQ, knowing where that ball is going to be.
Foul on number four on the senior, Bailey Benjamin. At the free throw line, it's Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson hits her first one. She now has five. She's 1-for-3 at the free throw line tonight. Second free throw is up and no good. Rebound going to be a foul on Madeline Wilson. Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That's four.
Yeah. But I think if you're Coach Happy, you kind of got to leave her.
Got to let it ride. Got to let it ride. Well, maybe not.
Nope. And they didn't get herself out in time. And ball knocked away by Ava Wilson. It's out of bounds. And Madeline was saying, don't take me out, don't take me out. But she was like waving it off, going, I'll be good.
Maybe you got, can't go more than a minute here.
No. Now the inbounds pass comes in to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy drives in, right side, gets it off to Jenna Thompson. Thompson gets it back out to Luthy. Now the three-pointer by Sadie Albert is up and no good. Rebounded by Kaylin Luthy, and she's going to be fouled. Underneath. That is going to be on Naomi Peters. That's her third. Inbounds pass comes in. They get the ball underneath. Ball stolen away by Chase County. Ava Wilson gets it to the free throw line. Dishes it off to Phillips. Phillips goes to the left side to Naomi Peters. Naomi Gets it up to Ava Wilson. Right side it goes. Three-pointer by Holloway is up. No good. Rebound by Peters. Put back up. No good. Gets the rebound again, and it's going to be this time to Masson, but they're going to be out of bounds. Oh no. Chase County touched the ball while they were out of bounds. Natalie Neff back in the game for Chase County. They get the ball in the corner now. They get the ball up to Sadie out. Up to Cap. Daniels gets it to Sadie Albert across the timeline. Sadie picks up her dribble, gives the right side to Daniels. Molly Daniels gets it over. Left side it goes. Now they get left side to Kaylin Luthy. Luthy gets the ball back up. Now has the ball stolen. Here comes Chase County on the break. Dakota Phillips. Layup. Good. Dakota Phillips with her first two of the night and cuts the lead back to four again, 28-24. And a foul. And we're going to get a timeout called by Chase County. It's going to be a full timeout. 5:32 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Masson 28, Chase County 24. Let's keep it right here as we remind everybody, did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KVOE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kvoe.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on the 7:50 a.m. sportscast on 1400 a.m. 96.9 FM KVOE and Country 101.7 FM. And on KVOE's Monday Morning Quarterback, beginning at 11:06, to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KVOE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship at the end of the school year. Nominate your athlete today at kvoe.com/athlete. That's kvoe.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks. For fast, reliable, high-speed internet, go to mtnetworks.com for more information. And Michael, I think it went to a lady, Chase County lady Bulldog wrestler named Passmore.
That is correct this past week.
Yeah, went undefeated at regionals. Congratulations. Ball goes to the right side now. For Masson, they get the ball down in the corner to Kaylin Luthy. Back up, it goes to Molly Daniels. Daniels tries to get in to Jenna Thompson. Thompson turns around, shots up, no good. Rebounded by Ava Wilson. Wilson gets it across the timeline now for Masson. She dribbles to the left side. 10-footer. Good.
This run all with Madeline Wilson on the bench.
Yeah. And cuts the lead to two. 28-26. They get the ball down. Left side. Jenna Thompson's layup. Good. Thompson with her first two of the night. Got leads back to four. Ava Wilson dribbles right side. Dishes it in the corner to Natalie Neff. Neff gets it back up to Phillips. Phillips gets the ball to Ava Wilson. Right side it goes. Now they try to get into Maggie Peters. Peters can't hang on to the pass. The ball's out of bounds off of Camden White. It will stay with Chase County. Ball comes inside and again in the left corner to Natalie up for three. Off the glass, no good. And the lead's 30-26. Masson with the lead in the ball. The ball gets underneath the Sadie Albert. Albert's jumper off the glass and good. Sadie Albert with 11. Now Ava Wilson drives in, ball loses ball out of bounds. It's going to be off of Masson, but I like Ava Wilson being aggressive to the basket.
Yeah, absolutely. But good response here by Madison to four straight points after it became a one possession ball game.
And now pass comes in to Neff. Neff gives it. They get it in underneath the Maggie Peters. Layup good. Maggie Peters now with six. Cuts the lead to four, 32-28. Pressure being put on by Chase County, but Masson breaks it easily. They give the ball to Kayla Luthy. Left side it goes to Daniels. Daniels Picks up a dribble, gives the left side to Luthi for three. No good. Rebound, we're going to be tied up. It will stay with Nassim. Madeline Wilson now checking back in the game. Replacing Holloway, who's given him some good minutes off the bench tonight. Nassim, they get the ball inbounds again to Kaitlin Luthi. Right side it goes to Daniels. Daniels back up to Luthi. Luthi for three. No good. Rebounded by Madeline Wilson. Chase County with it, trailing by four. 3:27 to go here in the fourth quarter. Right side to Natalie Neff. Neff gets it back up to Ava Wilson. Ava drives in, gets the ball to the right side. It's going to be a loose ball. It's going to be a tie-up again, which should stay with Chase County. Inbounds pass comes in. 18 seconds to go on the shot clock. Left side it goes to Phillips, and Phillips traveled. She was wanting to get the ball to Madeline Wilson, just wouldn't release it.
So as many turnovers as Chase County had to start this ball game, they had three in their first three possessions. That was only their 10th overall turnover.
Good job of protecting the ball.
Yeah, just
can't get the shots to fall.
Can't get the shots to fall, though.
Molly Daniels with it. She picks up her dribble. How's the ball stolen by Ava Wilson? No, but Daniels gets it. Timeout going to be called by Brett Daniels, and there'll be a full timeout. 2:57 to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Madison 32, Chase County 28. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on Knicks 104.9 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by our friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
Madison with the basketball to get across the timeline. Now they're going to throw the ball away as Kaitlin Luthi threw it about 2 feet over Sadie's head, hands over there, and turnover to Chase County. How many turnovers does Madison have?
You're up to 16 now, so 10 in the second half.
Oh, wow. Madeline Wilson with it. Three-pointer by Madeline Wilson. The first Cody Thurston land agent three for the Chase County Lady Bulldogs. That cuts the lead to one. Madison with it. Luthi gets it across the timeline to White. White gets it down in corner Danny. Ball stolen by Madeline Wilson. And Madeline loses the basketball out of bounds. Bailey Benjamin back in the game for Madison. Yeah, we knew that they were going to eventually hit a three-pointer.
You would think that was their first out of 19 tries.
Wow. Inbounds pass comes in. Ball almost stolen away, but it's going to be out of bounds off of Madison. As Molly Daniels tried to run it down, tried to run through the scorer's table.
Now Madison has led the entirety of this contest.
And Chase County now with a chance to take the lead. Ava Wilson with it. Goes off the screen, goes to the right side. Gets it up to Madeline Wilson. Left side it goes to Phillips. Phillips gets it back up to Madeline Wilson. Right side it goes to Ava. Ava's going to call for traveling.
The atmosphere in this one certainly feels like February, March basketball, Ken.
Yes, it does. Here comes Thompson gets it in to Daniels. Daniels gets it over, having trouble with it, gets it to Luthy. Luthy gets it across the timeline. This is the right side to Albert. Albert gets it to the baseline. Albert picks up the dribble, gives it up to Luthy. Luthy goes to the left side to Thompson. Thompson back up to Luthy. Luthy cuts it right side to Albert. Back up to Daniels. Left side, Caitlin Luthy. Luthy's going to double dribble. I think she should have just taken the three.
Yep, I think that's what she was thinking. But the crowd, the pressure kind of start to get this Bulldogs. Both sides.
Yeah. Timeout going to be called by Coach Clayton Happy. Michael, we'll just keep it right here. That's one more. That's Chase County's down to one timeout left. And this has really started because of Chase County's pressure defense.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But we'll talk about a big comeback potentially here. Madison or Chase County was trailing by 9 to start the fourth quarter. Opie girls overcame a 12-point deficit to win 56-50 overtime. That's a 12-point fourth quarter deficit, that is.
And that's a huge confidence win for a team.
They lost three games last week, Mission Valley, Wabunsee, and to Osage City, three quality teams.
Yeah.
But that team was in some bad sort of things heading into that one. So, yeah, absolutely, kid. But big win for Dina Wilson and the Opie Lady Eagles.
And, well, the Flint Hills League might be saying that's because they played somebody that wasn't in the Flint Hills League.
Yeah.
Because the Flint Hills League really has been showing up quite well in the matchups this year. By the way, final score from Emporia High and Washburn Rural. Washburn Rural went 50-28 tonight over the Lady Spartans. Ball goes in right side. Now they get it in underneath the Madeline Wilson. Layup good. The first lead of the night for the Chase County Lady Bulldogs. Comes with a minute 25 to go in the game. They lead 33-32. Now almost a turnover, but a turnover by Ava Wilson. Ava Wilson's got it. I mean, down in underneath to Natalie Neff, and she's going to be fouled on the floor. This has really been the Chase County defense tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. They really ratcheted things up here in this fourth quarter and giving Madison fits.
And that was just foul number one on Madison in the quarter, which means Madison can get super aggressive right now.
They had the number wrong for one on the scoreboard.
Oh, yep. There is no 21 on Madison. Foul on Caitlin Luthy. That's her third. But, again, like I said, now that's just two fouls on Chase, on Madison. They've got to be aggressive. Madeline Wilson's going to call for travel. And they've been calling that tonight.
That they have.
That isn't like it's the first time that it's been called.
Mm-mm. Point of emphasis.
Yep. Madison with the ball. Trailing by one with 1 minute to go here in the game, in the fourth quarter. They get the ball left side. Luthy gets it back up to Albert, top of the key, right left side to Luthy. Luthy goes to right side to Molly Daniels. Daniels gets it back up to Luthy. Luthy splits two defenders, gets inside. This is off to Albert. Now he gets back up to Daniels. Daniels has the ball stolen by Natalie Neff. Neff picks up her dribble, and Coach Happy wanting a timeout. But now Coach Happy needs to remember, he is now, I do believe, we're going to check to see if he is, how many timeouts he has.
Should have one full timeout left.
Yeah. And one timeout.
Two timeouts left.
Yeah.
A full and a 30.
Yeah, Coach went over, the referee went over and told him, you got a full. Yeah. Michael, it took 3.5 quarters for this side behind us.
Yeah, they finally are alive and proud behind us, the Chase County Dogs.
Oh.
But I think the other side is just a little deflated.
Yeah.
You know, they, as we mentioned, 28-19 was the end of the third quarter score as we started this fourth quarter. But that big 7-0 run that Chase County had, they got within 28-26. And then that was answered by a 4-0 run. But ever since then, Madison has not looked good. And it's much in part to the defensive pressure by Chase County. But they're going to need to get three quick fouls here.
And bounce comes to the net. Net with it. Gets the ball to the right side to Ava Wilson. Ava gets it in underneath the Madeline. Madeline has the ball go out, knock her back away, and it's going to be off of Bailey Benjamin. Nice job of Benjamin getting over there, preventing that easy shot. 27 seconds to go, 19 seconds on the shot clock. Yeah, Coach Daniels is not trying to have them foul right now. Inbounds pass comes into Neff. Neff gives it up to Madeline Wilson. Wilson dribbles to the right. Back top of the key, now gets inside. This is off underneath the Peters. Layup, no good. Rebound, going to be out of bounds off of.
Oh, boy.
Off of Madison. And now you've got a foul in a hurry.
Yep. Ouch. That was Maggie Peters, missed it. Just a bunny of all buckets. A good box out by, I believe it was Sadie Albert, but somehow Peters knocking the ball off of Albert as they both fell to the floor.
Yep. And both teams now with one timeout each. 15 seconds to go. If you're Madison, Michael, do you just start hacking?
Yeah. I say even before the ball even is inbounded, you cannot have any more time go off this clock. So obviously you have to be careful, you know, not to get it intentional. But at the same time, you have to have three fouls plus go the length of the court. And 15 seconds.
And Chase County hasn't shot enough free throws tonight for me to say who would be a really good person
correct.
To foul.
I'd say it's not Madeline Wilson.
Yeah. I guarantee you.
Either of the Wilson girls. They're pretty good at the foul line.
They are. And I guarantee you Lene Raines is probably turning over, listening to this, going, oh, I could be in there. Chase County sets the inbound. They get the ball in the left side to Ava Wilson, back up to Madeline, and they foul Madeline.
Still two to go. That was 3 seconds now.
Well, and I think they didn't want Kaitlyn Luthy to be the one to commit the fouls. That would be number four. That was instead number two. On Jenna Thompson. Inbounds pass comes into Madeline Wilson, and she's fouled right off the bat by Jenna Thompson. And a second went off of that. So that's really good foul production. Inbounds pass comes into Neff. Neff's going to be fouled by Kaitlyn Luthy. And Coach Happy's just like, breathe, going in there for the shot.
Kaitlyn Luthy was guarding the ball, had to come all the way out of midcourt. It just, no one else really seemed to want a foul for Madison.
Neff's free throw is on the way up, and it is good. Her first point of the night.
Can't forget the box out here.
Second free throw is up and no good. Rebounded by Madeline Wilson. And Wilson's going to be fouled. They kind of had her blocked out, but the ball went kind of longer.
Yep. This one's going to be talked about, the one that got away.
Yeah, but if. We still got a ways to go, don't we? Madeline's free throw is up and good. Yeah, that's not the one you want to send to the line. She, by the way, now has 8 here in the corner. Second free throw is no good. Rebounded by Madison. And a timeout called by Coach Brett Daniels. So we are.
Still a shot.
Yeah. We haven't, we haven't had a lot of Cody Thurston land agent threes.
No.
So we'll probably get one on the last shot.
Yeah, Madison's away there, one out of one out of eight. Chase County, one out of 19.
But the one, the last one
made it 32-31. But, oh boy.
And it was probably done by the gal that shot the least amount of three-pointers tonight.
Yep.
But that's why we talked about Madeline Wilson being
We said in the pregame, she is deadly throughout this court.
Of course, Coach Happy would be like one. Too bad she didn't hit the last free throw.
Yeah. Need a little bit more better rest here, but obviously I think the pressure is going to be on Luthie and Daniels.
Yep.
I'm going to think it's going to go to Molly Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be my indication, basically, from our little bird's eye view up here from the both huddles?
Yeah. 7, 6 seconds to go. Ball comes in to Luthie. Luthie gets it across the timeline. Launches a three off the glass. No good. Rebound pulled down by Chase County. And that does it. The Chase County Lady Bulldogs come from 9 points down in the fourth quarter to win 35-32 tonight over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. We'll be back with the Rich Door Company postgame show coming up. Rich Door Company, residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities on Mix 104.9.
Area high school basketball brought to you by USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop in your local Nextech Wireless to see what they can do to support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And Plumbing by Spellman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, servicing Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Reddick, her owner.
Welcome back to the Rich Door Company postgame show. And a thriller here tonight in Madison as Chase County came from, they were down 8 points to start the quarter. And they whittled away, and ended up pulling away with, took their first lead of the night with about 120 to go. And they end up coming away with a 35-32 victory tonight over the Madison Lady Bulldogs. Let's give you a rundown of the stats. Stats are brought to you by G.R. Riffey, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. Leading the way for all scorers tonight with 18 points is Madeline Wilson. Yeah, just like that, she's got up, gets up to 18. And then they got 7 from Ava Wilson, 6 from Maggie Peters, 2 from Dakota Phillips, 2 huge points from Dakota Phillips, and then 1 point each from Natalie Neff and Grace Welch. For Madison, they were led by Sadie Albert with 11. 6 points from Kaylin Luthie, 4 from Camden White, 3 points each from Bailey Benjamin, Molly Daniels, and Riley Darborough, and 2 points from Jenna Thompson. Michael, how did the team stats look?
Yeah, Madison, they shoot 10 out of 25 inside, 1 out of 9, 9 out of 15 from the foul line, so 1 out of 9 from long distance, 9 out of 15 from the foul line. They out-rebound Chase County 27 to 23. But that's 15 second-half turnovers for 21 overall. That's a pretty big key indicator of how that second half went for them.
Yes, it was.
Chase County with 13 turnovers. Chase County 6 out of 12 from the foul line. They're 1 out of 19, of course, hit their very last three, and that was a big difference maker.
Yes.
And then 13 out of 30 from inside. But those are the team stats.
And that's how we got to it. The team stats brought to you by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661. And it's senior night here in Madison, and the Lady Bulldogs, that's a rough night.
Yeah, that's a rough one to come back out of that locker room. Just the way that went down, just like we said, just the one that just got away. Like the woulda, shoulda, coulda, man, you wish it would have went our way. But unfortunately, they got a rebound, play against a very good Linden team.
Yeah.
And then they might have to, you know, hopefully a lot of stuff can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Pull up that, I believe it was, can't remember who was between them in the 7th and 8th. But I'll pull up Keisha's website real quick. I do not remember that off the top of my head. The photographic memory is fleeting me, kid, fleeting me. But no, it's like you said, that's a tough one to fall when Chase County had their first lead of the ball game with 90 seconds to go.
Yeah.
33-32.
Yeah, and it was definitely the defense of Chase County that was the difference. And also, went second half, they decided to go inside more. And that's how, when you got a 6-2 post player, get her the ball. And so Chase County they set themselves up pretty good with their sub-state. And it's just going to be it'll be interesting when everything comes out tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Now, Flint Hills was playing Cedarvale Dexter tonight. That was probably going to be the key indicator there. Norwich also sitting there at 13-8, but they do not have a game tonight, I don't believe. So Madison will fall to 12-8, so that will automatically put them in the 8th seed with Norwich not playing. So.
But that's just the way it
is. Yeah, just the way it goes. It's the way, you know, you go back a lot of those other games early in the season. You can't put it all in this first game. You go back and – you know, look at...
I think they'll open up next week, though, against the 9 seed. So they'll probably have at least one more home game.
Potentially, yes.
Potentially.
Yes. Yep.
And then just go from there. You've got... It's just the way it goes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we'll wrap up the Rich Door Company post-game show, the final score tonight. Chase County, girls, 35. Madison, 32. We'll be back with the boys coming up on... Mix 104.9.
Nothing's more frustrating than a garage door that won't go up or down. If you find yourself out in the elements or stuck in your garage and can't get out, call Rich Door Company. They provide quick, friendly service on garage doors and openers. Rich Door Company carries garage doors, openers, and accessories for both residential and commercial properties and offers sales, service, and installation. Expert service doesn't have to be hard to find. Let their experience go to work for you. Call Rich Door Company at 343-1060. Bill Redeker, owner.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, empowering your IT success since 1996. Visit onncs.com to learn more. By Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. And by Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment by calling or texting 620-344-4197.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HT-Geo56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
And we welcome him into the Mel's Tire pregame show on Country 101.7 FM. Michael Dieker joined by head coach of Chase County Bulldogs, Cade Witt. His team 7-12 on the season and picked up another close loss to Waverly on Friday, 52-50. Coach, what were some things that stood out in that close loss?
Well, you know, I think we started the game slow. You know, I thought Waverly kind of had, you know, a lot of the energy in that game to start. Starting the second quarter, you know, halftime, kind of went to a different look defensively. And then, you know, from that point, I thought we played pretty well. I thought our guys were, you know, getting after it. We were diving for loose balls. I thought we did a pretty good job on the boards. I think, you know, we just need to, you know, see that energy from the beginning. We don't have to get ourselves in a scoring hole and having to fight our way back.
You know, being without Wyatt Griffin the last few games has really, you know, had you guys rely on Maddox Beyer and Guthrie Danford from your guard positions. How have you think that they have responded, you know, in his absence?
I thought they did a great job. You know, Maddox, he probably wasn't scoring nearly as much, obviously, early in the season as he has, you know, the last, you know, few weeks. So we've definitely been nice to see him get out and find different ways to contribute, whether it's, you know, driving, or he's been pretty good on the perimeter, getting steals for us and scoring in transition. And then, you know, Guthrie's kind of been kind of increased his production a little bit more, but we've also seen him, you know, assisting to other guys quite a bit. You know, he's been averaging, you know, anywhere from, you know, 5 to 7 assists per game, especially been a little more here the last couple games. So definitely, you know, relying on those guys to help initiate our offense and make sure they're looking for other guys on the team as well.
You know, and you guys had an opportunity to win that contest with that last second three that just went wide, but you guys were 6 out of 22 from long range that allowed you guys to, for one, crawl your way back into making that a contest. But how important is it for to have that inside-outside game going against a team like Madison tonight that's kind of a post-centric offense, or defensively with Mendez and Dean inside?
Yeah, you know, I thought the game before when we played – you know, Meredithing Valley, that was definitely, you know, something we were able to do pretty well at, you know, shooting the three pretty well. And, you know, going against Madison, I think we're going to have to be successful at that. You know, at the end of the Waverly game, we had, you know, we had a look in the corner and the ball came out and we had another shot at the end. And, you know, in those situations, you know, I got three, had to, the defense kind of collapsed on him. But he made the right play. Like he knew he would have to force a shot, and so he kicked it out to Hudson in the corner, and that's something we've tried to instill in those guys is, you know, especially when the defense collapses, we expect those guys to shoot the ball. And it just happened to be in that game, we weren't able to hit those two at the end. And so it'll be, you know, same thing tonight against Madison. You know, if, you know, Guthrie or Maddox, they drive and they feel the defense collapse on them, you know, we're expecting those guys to be ready for a pass to the outside and to knock down some shots.
You know, and speaking more on the matchup tonight with Madison, a team that's very well inside with some size with Octavian Dean that can go out and score 30 points a night when their outside shooting is not falling. How are you guys looking to slow down the Bulldog attack, not only on the inside but also on their perimeter shooting?
Yeah, you know, we're going to have to make sure, you know, we may have to get some different looks at them, you know, like we did against Waverly. We may have to go with some different zone looks and just make sure we're good on the help side rotation, you know. So we'll try to do our best to, you know, limit Dean's touches. But, you know, if he does get the ball in the post, we're going to have to make sure we got guys around him to make it as difficult as possible because, you know, he's going to, you know, he's been able to score quite a bit in a night. So it's going to be kind of hard to, you know, stop him completely, but, you know, limit his touches and then also make sure we're aware of their shooters on the perimeter. So, because they can definitely knock down some shots on the outside, so we'll be looking to cover them out there as well.
Now, Coach, looking at the two styles of play, you know, as far as bench depth, both teams very similar. What is the pace of play we might see tonight? Were you looking for a half-court set or more of an up-tempo transition-style offense?
I think kind of a balance of both. I mean, I know they can put a lot of pressure on the ball, you know, even just bringing it up. So I think if we, you know, we get those opportunities to get out in front of their defense and get some scores like Maddox in transition and Guthrie out there, we'll definitely look to do that. But we also got to be successful in the half court. You know, it can't be just relying on fast breaks. So we got to make sure, you know, we're running through sets, you know, we're setting good screens, making sure everyone's on the same page. So, for us, I think we need to be pretty well balanced on that.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the rest of the season.
All right, thank you.
That was Head Coach Cade Witt. We'll take a quick break and come back with a conversation with Alex McNeil. But you're listening to the Mouse Tire Pregame Show on Country 101.7 FM.
Area high school basketball is brought to you by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference. Jam Smucker's Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made at Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes. Citizens State Bank, take them with you wherever you go with their mobile app. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at emporia.edu.
Area high school basketball brought to you by Melissa Herdman. Kirk and Cobb Realtors, wishing all the athletes good luck. Happy to help with any real estate needs. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Moon Tile and Escrow at 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish all area teams good luck.
And we welcome you back into the Mouse Tire pregame show. Michael Dieker joined by head coach Alex McNeil of the Madison Bulldogs. The Bulldogs now on the season have picked up back-to-back victories and now 13-6 on the season. Coach, kind of been an up-and-down kind of February for you guys with back-to-back losses to Mission Valley and Crest, but what were some areas that stood out in the victories for Uniontown and Southern Coffee County on Friday?
Yeah, I think we started seeing the ball go back in the hole. You know, we really struggled shooting coming out of the Lyon County League tournament, and you know, that cost us a couple games. And then Uniontown, they started going in again. And you know, that's when you shoot as much threes as we do, and try to get up as many shot attempts as we do a game. The fact that they're going in or not is a pretty big factor. So I think that was obviously the biggest change as they started going back in. And we were able to put together two good nights to get two more wins, and hopefully we can continue with that.
Now, when those shots are not falling, how important is it to have, you know, your post presence with Octavian Dean to have something to fall back on for your offense?
Yeah, I mean, he's been huge. I mean, even in the losses, I think he had, you know, I know he had 30 against Crest. I think he had 33 against Crest in the loss, and I want to say he had 21 or so against Uniontown, and or not Uniontown, Mission Valley loss. And so he's going to score the ball regardless, and that's obviously a nice threat to have. It's just having the shooting around him that really elevates us and having that balance.
You know, looking, you know, here at the final week of this regular season, what has been some key takeaways, Coach? You guys had some high points and had some low points as well in this season. But, you know, looking back overall, what has been some things that stood out for you on this 25-26 season?
Yeah, you know, I think the kids put together a good year. And, you know, there at times they've passed my expectations, and at times we haven't got there. We're a streaky team. We got some good offensive power when we're really clicking, and that's been a lot of fun. And I think the kids have enjoyed playing the way we do. But that also sets us up for some disappointment sometimes when shots aren't falling. And, you know, defensively, we're just the same kind of situation. Sometimes some nights we're really on, other nights we're not. That's very frustrating as a coach, but you know, I think everything just balances itself out, and overall, you know, I'm pretty pleased with where we're at.
Now, looking at the matchup tonight with Chase County, they're 1-2 against Lyon County League opponents. They defeated Meredithing Valley but have close losses to Burlingame and Waverly, a team that has kind of been struggling with some injuries with their best player, Wyatt Griffin, missing the last 2.5 games. But what do you know about the Bulldogs and what Cade Witt will be bringing to the table tonight?
Yeah, you know, he always gets everything out of those kids. You know, it may not be the most talented group they've had, but they play hard. They do things the right way. You know, everything you would expect out of a team coached by Cade. And, you know, they do a lot of little things right, and that gives them chances in every game. And then, you know, obviously when they can get Wyatt Griffin on the floor, they got themselves a real game changer with him.
Well, Coach, what will be some key areas you guys are looking to exploit tonight to come away with a victory?
Well, just doing what we do. We got to run. You know, I think this is a team we can push the tempo on. You know, with their you know, with their injuries and with their they want to play a slower game. We want to play a fast game. So I think if we can make it a fast game, that goes into our favor and gives us some opportunities. But that comes on the kid. That's another thing that kind of comes and goes with us on how fast they want to go. I mean, I can sit there and scream at them all I want, go, 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 but they got to do it. And hopefully this is the night that we're running well.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit. Wish you the best of luck tonight and throughout the rest of this season.
I appreciate that.
That was head coach Alex McNeil of the Madison Bulldogs. We'll wrap up the Mills Tire pregame show and come back with starters and tip-off next on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
This is Allison of Mills Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mills Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 or Yokohama Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality services on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front end alignments, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Perriott, your local Farm Bureau agent. He gets you the right coverage at the right time. Perriott Farm Bureau at 2606 West 12th in Emporia. TWS Inc. Dumpster Rental. Need it hauled off? Get yourself a roll-off. By USD 252, Southern Lyon County, Opie Hartford and Neosho Rapids, Prideful Schools and Communities. And by Clark Carpet and Tile, where quality makes a difference. Area High School Basketball brought to you by First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. By Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design, including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville, Kansas. And by USD 386 Madison Virgil. Good luck to the Madison basketball teams this season. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls. A proud supporter of Chase County student-athletes and coaches and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldogs team success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy owners. And Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by ESP Insurance and Financial Services. Changing jobs, retiring, growing your family, change your marital status, these are all things that can affect your overall financial health. Let ESP Insurance and Financial Services help you explore your options. Call 340-9921. The Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs. And by the Chase County Chamber of Commerce, proudly supporting Chase County Bulldog Basketball. As their teams prepare to hit the court, they extend their best wishes for a successful season. The entire county is proud to stand behind you. County proud. Go Bulldogs.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Clark Farm and Home under the new ownership of Cade and Haley Gibb. Continuing to be your hometown hardware store in Strong City, serving the area since 1946. Harshman Construction. They have several rock quarries in the area to meet your rock needs and are available to haul larger quantities of rock. Call the office at 620-274-4377. And by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all of your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. Go Dogs!
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 and let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. Shank UL Service, serving the oil field industry for well over 50 years, proud to support the Madison Bulldogs. And the City of Madison, proud of their schools and their students. The City of Madison appreciates the efforts of their students, athletes, and coaches, both on the court and in the classroom.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Wagner Automotive General Service. For complete automotive repair, including computer diagnostics, your trusted hometown auto repair service in Madison. Rayburn Heating and Cooling, Hamilton. For service or installation, they respond quickly to your needs. Good luck to the Bulldogs. and by Seamers Construction. Quality construction at a reasonable price. They can build it or repair it. Call Jonathan Seamers at 620-412-3614.
Area High School Basketball brought to you by Harrison Potty Shop in Madison. For restoration, insurance claims, painting, and glass installation, it's Harrison Body Shop. Free estimates by the Madison Alumni Association. They back the Bulldogs. Come out and support their MHS student-athletes every step of the way. And by MT Networks, now offering wireless internet to their friends in Lebo. And for Madison's only fiber-to-the-home internet provider offering up to 1 gig speeds, contact MT Networks.
We welcome you back to Madison High School. Michael Dieker alongside Ken Hansen. Boys game just about 4 minutes away here. Senior night here at Madison, Kansas. Madison 13-6 on this season. Picked up a 68-11 victory over Southern Coffee County last time out. Chase County looking to rebound after a close loss to Waverly on Friday, 52-50. They're 7-12 on the season. Still without Wyatt Griffin. May not have him back this season. It's a tough loss for Cadewood if that is indeed true. But it should be a fun one here again, in much in part as that girls game was, Ken.
I think it should be an up and down affair here tonight.
Yeah, I do have some other scores from around the area. We mentioned Opie came back from a 12-point fourth quarter deficit to win 56-50 in overtime against Nemaha Central. Osage City took Fulton to the woodshed. 75-25 was the final. Sound like that could have been a much larger point differential in that one. And then a big victory for the Lebo Lady Wolves going on the road.
Yeah. Huge win.
And defeating the Eureka Tornadoes, one of the top teams in 2A. Only one loss on the season, I believe. Or maybe they were undefeated. That was their first loss of the season. 34-31 was that victory. A big victory for Patrick Gardner. So the Lebo Lady Wolves clicking at the right time.
And I guarantee you, he's going to think about that victory for a long time because he beat one of the great coaches.
Shelly Hoyts, former coach down here at Madison, just very briefly, only 1 year. But, of course, most of her success way out west at Hoxie, winning multiple state championships. I believe the all-time state record for consecutive victories in the season.
Yeah.
That broke Opie's record when they defeated Opie, stopped Opie.
Yep.
To stop Opie's streak and then went on a run to beat Opie's streak.
And
so
she's retiring after this year, and that was her last home game, last regular season home game at Eureka. So that will be why Patrick will remember that, because he got to go head-to-head with her.
But as we mentioned, senior night here tonight for Madison. So a little bit different look for Coach Alex McNeil. Going to start all of his five seniors that are on the roster. We'll go ahead and get into that here in just a bit. But as we mentioned, Chase County still without Wyatt Griffin, but they had a great game with Maddox Beyer, Guthrie Danford, 40 points amongst those two in the loss to Waverly. 21 points for Maddox Beyer, 19 points for Guthrie Danford. They really don't have a big post presence. That could be a concern here tonight, and that's what something I believe that Kate Witt was kind of alluding to. Hey, we're going to have to slow down Octavia Dean inside, because Noah Green, Hudson Doty, really the two, they kind of shy away a little bit at wanting to play inside.
Yes. Yeah, and Octavia Dean will be happy to take over.
Remind you guys, did your favorite athlete have a great game that we should know about? Nominate them to be the KBUE Athlete of the Week. Go online at kbue.com/athlete and tell us what your athlete did to help their team win this week. Send us a photo and then listen Monday mornings on the 7:50 a.m. sportscast on 1400 a.m. 96.9 FM, as well as Country 101.7, and on the KBUE's Monday Morning Quarterback beginning at 11:06 to hear that week's Athlete of the Week. Seniors who are the Athlete of the Week are qualified to be the KBUE Athlete of the Year and win a college scholarship. Nominate your athlete today at kbue.com/athlete. That's kbue.com/athlete. Brought to you by MT Networks for fast, reliable, high-speed internet. Go to mtnetworks.com for more information. Go right into the starting lineups now, brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporia and surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all area athletes the best of luck in all of their endeavors. For Chase County, road team on the scoreboard, road black uniforms, a white number trimmed in red and Bulldogs across the chest. The junior Maddox Byer, senior Guthrie Danford, sophomore Rex Griffin, junior Noah Green, and senior Hudson Doty. Cade Witt, the head coach. He is assisted by Brent Monahan. Now for Madison in their home white uniforms. Madison crossed the chest in black, trimmed in yellow. The senior Jackson Davies, senior Lane Smith, senior Javi Alba Mendez, senior Octavian Dean, and senior Colton Cordell. Once again, Madison coached by Alex McNeil, assisted by Zachary Nissen. Those starting lineups been brought to you by Heartland Office Systems. Ken, your keys to tonight's matchup.
Keys for the game is Chase County. How do you slow down Octavian Dean? You need to pack it in there. You need to make sure that he doesn't get free looks. And for Chase County, offensively, find somebody besides Byer and Danford that can put some points on the board. If you're Madison, press. Because we've seen that Chase County has had some trouble handling the pressure. At least they did against Waverly the other night. And if you can get some three-pointers to go down to free up Octavian Dean on the inside, because we've seen Braden Grimmett could have a big night, too, coming off the bench.
Yeah, they've had, when it seems like Grimmett, Smith, Cooper Luthi, they've had some outside shots. Even Javi Alba Mendez has done an excellent job. And the opening tip going to go in the hands of Chase County, but Madison needs their outside shots to fall here. So Maddox Byer hands it off to Rex Griffin now up top to Guthrie Danford. Madison in a man-to-man defense. Noah Green has it at the extended right elbow. Picks up his dribble here on the first possession for the Chase County Bulldogs. Doty in the near corner. Now up top, Byer. Byer crossover to a spin move to the block. His shot rejected by Javi Mendez. And we're going the other way. Mendez to Davies here on the near side. Now back to Mendez, nearly stolen away by Byer. Now right side to Lane Smith. Far side, Cordell. Now up top, Dean. Thought about a three. Will actually step into a three. It'll draw iron and be no good. Rebound going to Chase County.